The Ashes test number two starts today, live on the Listener app, LISTNR. Do not miss out on the every ball, every action. It's all happening on the Listener app.
Yeah, and one person that loves the meat pies and a couple of drinks at the Ashes as well. One of our good mates is part of the commentary team, so he can't have the drinks, but he can certainly have the pies. G'day, Gus Wallen.
G'day, boys. How are you? Thank you for having me. I am outside the Adelaide Oval. I think I'm about 8 hours too early, but I'm that excited. Just been chatting with Tubby Taylor and Glenn McGrath. Did a session on the Today Show this morning. I haven't even had brekkie, but I am that pumped. Test number two, day night. It should be great weather in Adelaide. And I certainly did have a couple of frothies last night with Coopers, the main sponsor. I didn't miss Dave.
Good stuff. But Gus, like this, the first test, I mean, it was a bit sketchy at times. We thought, oh, are we, aren't we? How do you think we're going into test number two?
Look, I think Hazelwood out is a big out, but obviously England will get a little bit better as well. So I'm thinking it's going to be a lot closer. But in saying that, everyone thought that Adelaide would be England's number one chance of winning a test match, and they obviously need to do that. But, you know, Australia's, you know, won every single pink ball test they've ever played in. England have only won one out of four. Broad and Anderson, obviously key players, but they're old men at the end of the day. Are they going to be able to get through if we do bat long, and whether or not they're going to have to come back the second, third and fourth spell? So it's all happening, but I just think it's going to be a better test match than the Gabba. They sort of seem to give us that first test match by their selection and the way that we went about it, and their fielding was dreadful. So I'm hoping a big improvement from England, and you know, we're going to get a 5-day test match with a swinging pink ball and in Adelaide with good weather, and that's what we need. You know, coming out of COVID, everyone's coming close to Christmas. We want to see a contest.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you talked about some of the Poms being old boys. What about yourself? A 5-day test match, do you go off into the corner and have a snooze or what?
Oh, look, you know, I'm that excited. I'm sort of one of those blokes that's, you know, waiting for someone else to break down so I can jump into their spot. So, you know, I'm always hopping at the bed at the back of the commentary box. But, you know, I love this job, Dave. It's exactly as you would imagine it to be. You know, blokes like us who just love Australian sport and, you know, get to do something we love to do. It's just to be hanging around with these type of people is quite incredible. And the opportunity to commentate is just unreal, especially in an Ashes. I remember, you know, getting the old ABC scorebook and scoring the test matches when I was a boy at the SCG when I was 8 years of age. And here I am at 53. Just can't believe it. So, you know, it's real pinch yourself moments.
How'd you go at test match? Remember the board game? Did you see, were you okay with that or what?
I was dreadful. My brother, who was non-cricket, he used to always beat me in that. So I think in the end, I probably chucked it out because, you know, he was flogging me. And he cheated in Monopoly too, but that's bringing up a whole lot of stuff.
It sounds like a very painful memory.
I don't want to remember.
Yeah, you can see the pain. You can hear the pain in him.
Oh, my God.
Mate, look, looking forward to the test match. It all kicks off this afternoon with the Listener app, LISTNR. Gussie, mate, have an absolute brilliant few days.
Yeah, no, we will do. And thank you for all your support and to all your listeners and you boys in there. Just a very, very Merry Christmas. And let's hope that 2022 is a lot nicer to us than 2020 and 2021 was.